We are learning Masechta Zuma Daf Ayin Amud Beis, but we're starting from the Gemara on Ayin Amud Aleph, and the discussion of the rest of the Amud here and Amud Beis will be what's the order of the Kabbanis, the different Kabbanis that you bring. Now, the Kabbanis that are up for discussion are the Kabbanis of the Musafim is the discussion. What things that are clear is like this, that the Talmud Shel Shachar was brought in the first in the morning of the first big day Zav. There was Talmud Shel Shachar. That's very clear. Then the second, when he switched to the Big Day Lava, the second station, he brought the Keteris 5 of Nim, the Azaz Dam on Parim and Asrafim that were brought inside, and also the Kriyas Aparasha. Then the next thing was clear was Eloi Ve'Elaam, also was clearly on the third station that he brought also. That's also very clear. Fourth station was Atzaz Kaf Machta, and in the fifth was the Talmud Shel Abayim. The question is, where do you bring the Musafim? What are the Musafim? The Musafim are the Para Oila and the Zayin Kvasim. And there's another thing, the Sa'ir Hanasa B'chutz. There's a Sa'ir for Musaf also. So there's three different sets of Kabbalahs we have a Shaila about. There is an Ayil also, but the Ayil was Klar in the Pesukim, you brought in the third station. So the question is on the Zayin Kvasim, the Sa'ir Hanasa B'chutz, and the Para Oilo, these three Musafim, the Zayin, it's really more because it's Zayin Kvasim, but these three Kabbalahs of Musafim, when exactly did you bring it? So Abayaluhu, Hechikama, when Rabbi Kiva says his words like this: Im Talmud Shel Shachar Yekreivim, which is going to Zayin Kvas, and then it says, "O Para Oila V'Sar Nasa V'Chutz." What's that going on? Ha'ichikam Im Talmud Shel Shachar Yekreivim O Para Oila V'Sar Nasa V'Chutz Talmud Shel Rabbayim. Was the Zayin Kvasim of the Musaf brought with the Talmud Shel Shachar, and the Para Oila and Sar Nasa V'Chutz brought with the Talmud Shel Rabbayim? Oidim Achkamar Im Talmud Shel Shachar Yekreivim, which is the Zayin Kvasim, and O Par. And the par also was brought with that. V'sara nasa b'chutz m'tamad shor v'rabayim. But the sara nasa b'chutz m'tamad shor v'rabayim. So we're not sure what was brought with Talmud Shel Shachar according to Rabbi Kiva. Was the Shivas Kvasim and the para oila, or only the Shivas Kvasim? And then the para oila together with sara nasa b'chutz was with the Talmud Shel v'rabayim. That's the Shiloh over here. And the shaila also fi Rabbi Eliezer what the halach is. Besu, para oil Rabbi Eliezer, the Sharia, he doesn't speak about it in our Mishnah, Amos Avadlu, and also Sar and Asa B'chutz also he didn't speak about, like Rashi speaks out. Also, para oil and Sar and Asa B'chutz fi Rabbi Eliezer, when did they bring it? Besu, Bein Rabbi Eliezer, Bein Rabbi Kiva, and Muri Echatas, Amos Avadlu, when they bring the Muri Echatas. So in the Pesukim, really, the Muri Echatas, which is the Emurim from the Sar and the para that was the Hadam was brought inside, which they burn outside. When were they Murim brought? And the Pesukim really, it's Mashma, it was after the third station, because in the Pesukim it says that you bring V'yotzeva Asas Oyla Soivas Oyla Sa'am. The next Pesuk says V'schele V'chatas Yakdem V'sbeichas. So it sounds like the third station, which Tak will be L'kuliyam, the Gemara's going to say that. But now, the other questions are not clear. When do you bring it all? So Rav is going to say, we need a Braisa to help save the day and tell us when we brought these Kabbanas. Amar Rav. Lemishkachas lemiskanta, there's no way to figure out the Seder. Ella oyla Rabbi Yezer, the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. If only Rabbi Yezer, we could figure it out from the Brisa of Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. Or the Rabbi Kiva could the Sefta. Or Rabbi Kiva from the Sefta. The Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yezer says like this. Lezer Omer, Yotza va'asa Eloi ve'Elaam ve'Murichatas. On the third station, they did the Eloi ve'Elaam and the Murichatas. That's with the Big Day Zav, that's in the middle. They brought the Isle of Om. You should know the Isle of Om is also a Musaf, because that was the same Isle that was brought the Musaf. The Emurim Chatas, and the Emurim Chatas, which means the Par Vesar, that the Dam was brought inside, the Emurim were, you will mark of it at the third station. Of a Para Oila, which is part of the Musaf, the Shivas Akvasim, Vesar and Asa B'chutz, these three part of Musafim, and Tomat Shabin Abayim, were brought together with the Tomat Shabin Abayim. That's according to Rabbi Yezer, the Braisa, it's very clear.
That's the fifth. Station?
Fifth station, yes. And the fifth station, Tanya Bayan, with the Big Days off, they were brought with that. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Rabbi Eliezer of the Braisa, the first station was Talmud Shel Shachar. The second station was all the Avodas Hayayim, the Keteris, the Fnei Vafnim, the Azazdam, the Parasar. Then the third station was Eloi, the El Ha'am, and the Muri Chatas. The fifth station, because the fourth was Kafamachta, Hatzaros Kafamachta, the fifth station was the Para Oila, the Shivas Akvasim, Sar Nas B'chutz, and Talmud Shel Bayan. Rabbi Kiva to Sefta Bahi. So what's Rabbi Kiva up to Sefta? By the way, this Rabbi Eliezer, that we just set off in the price, it doesn't really stim with the Mishnah so good, because it says in the Mishnah, it sounds like the Shiva Sakvasim are brought together with the third station in our Mishnah. So the price doesn't stim so good with our Mishnah. So with the Gemara that brought charts, you'll see there's a difference between Reliezer of the Mishnah and Reliezer of the Braisa. So now what's Rekiva the Sefta? Rekiva the Sefta Mahi, the time with the Braisa. Rekiva, amen. Para oilo v'shiva sakvasim tomach shachar yekreven. By the way, the Gemara is going to explain what's the makar for all these things. Rabbi Kiva this after Mahi, the Tanya Linton of Bryce. Rabbi Kiva, you para oilo, remember, para oilo, that's part of the Masafim. V'shiva sakvasim is part of the Masafim. Im tomach shachar yekreven. They were brought with tomach shachar. So now we know how to read the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, upara oilo, it means we get with tomach shachar. Shanema, how do we know? Good says, by the Musafim, the parashah Musafim, it says, Melvad Oilas Habaika, Shal Oilas Atomid. Bring these kabbalas besides the Oilas Atomid. We're just talking about the Oilas Atomid in the morning. So it sounds like it goes to the Oilas Atomid in the morning. The Akach he did in the second station of Oilas Vyayim. The Akach, the top of the Ayan Abbeis. The Akach saw a Nasa Bechutz. Shanema, Seir Izim Echad Chatel, Var Chasa Kapurim. So he dashes from that, that the Seir Nasa Bechutz, which is part of Musafim, that is brought right after the Avodas Hayoyim. So it means in the third station. Because it says in the Pasuk, Sar Yisirizim Echel Lechata Blavad Chata Sakepur. It's Mashu Besides Vechata Sakepur, which means Besides Vechata Sakepur. Va'achach Eloi Ve'Ela Om. And then they brought the Eil Ve'Ela Om. Va'achach Amurei Chatos. And then they brought the Amurei Chatos. Va'achach Tom Shabayim. Then the fifth station, Tom Shabayim. So according to Rabbi Kiva, Tom Shabayim was brought by itself. No Masafim brought then. According to Rekiva, the Braisa, most of the Masafim were brought in the morning, the first station with Tamash HaShacha, which means Tamash HaShacha, Para Island, Shiva's Akvas were all brought then. In the third station, the Sira Nasa Bechutz was brought, which is, Moshev was brought together with that. That's what was brought together with that. V'acha Tamash HaVayim. Okay, so that's Rabbi Kiva. The Umar explained Pshat Rabbi Kiva a little bit more, and I'll say it again. But if you're Rabbi Kiva, Pshat is like this, that by the Masafim says, Milvad Oilas HaBayka Asher Oilas HaTama, that teaches us that you brought the Shiras HaKvasim, comes with the morning, and the Para Oila. It also says, Si'iriz Mecha Chatas, Milvad Chatas HaKapurim, so we know the Si'iriz Mecha is a little bit later, after Avedis Hayom, it's not together with Tomash HaBayin HaBayim, with Tomash HaShachas, it's not together with Tomash HaShachas, it has to be a little bit after Avedis Hayom, because of Vad Chatas HaKapurim. My time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's Rabbi Eliezer? Remember, Rabbi Eliezer holds that everything is brought to the Tomash HaBayim in the fifth station. What's Rabbi Eliezer? Ovid Kirchsiv. He does like the order in the Torah. Ovid Bereshit Teres Kanam. He first do what says in Parashas Achrei Mois. Teres Kanam is Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra Achrei Mois. You first do what's done there. V'hod Ovid. Then you do Parashas Pinchos, which is Sefer Bamidbar. V'hod Ovid the Chumash HaPekudim, which is later. And what's that, Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva told you time, like we just said. Milvad oilas habaygasher lo oilas atamid amu musafim tamid shashacha avalu. You see, musafim come with tamid shashacha. Rabbi Eliezer, okay, yeah, that's Rabbi Kiva. That's Rabbi Kiva shita. So Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, when you bring the musafim again, if you Rabbi Kiva, most of the musafim brought in the first station, some in the third. According to Rabbi Eliezer the Braisa, everything is brought in the fifth station. The only thing brought together with the Eloi ve'Elaam is the Muri Chatas, and you should know Elaam is also, to a certain extent, a Musaf also. But Kitzah, that's what happens according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, a question like this. It says in the Pasuk, Milvad, it says, Seirizim Echel Chatas, Milvad Chatas as a Kapurim, which sounds like the Seirizim that's for the Musaf is brought right after Avodas Hayayim, which would be in the third station, and he holds in the fifth station. That's the Gemara's question right now. Rabbi Eliezer, Hai Levad Chasakapur, my Avalei, what does it do with that? L'chaira, it sounds like it's teaching us that the Sara Nasa Vechutz is brought right after the Vedas Yom, which is the third station. Rashi says it doesn't bother him, the other Pasuk that says, Sirizim Echad Chata, that says, the Mavad Oilas HaBayka Shal Oilas HaTamid, that sounds like it's that other stuff in the morning, because that Pasuk is by the Regalim. We don't learn that from Regalim, regular Yom Tayim. So it doesn't bother him that. But what is this Pasuk saying, that the Sir HaNasa Bechot, which is the Sa'ir, the goat that's brought for the Musaf, it sounds like it's brought right after the goat that's brought for Avodas Yom, which is brought for the Fnayim, which means it should be in the third station. So, Rabbi Eliezer, Haim Avar Chasak Pur Mai Avalei, Hum Boilei needs it for something else. They teach us that the Sar Nasa Bechot is a similar carbon to Sar Nasa Befnim. The halacha is, Sar Nasa Befnim is, what's that come for? What's that a kapara for? The Sar Nasa Befnim is brought for Tumas Mikdash Vekadashah that has a idea. And the same thing, Sar Nasa Bechot is also for Mikdash Kedashav, that also has Yediyah. Just one is talking about a case where you have Yediyah, which means you know about your Tumah, you only find out about it, went into the Beis Mikdash without even knowing you became Tameh. Stop shot, you knew you became Tameh and you forgot. You didn't even know it became Tameh. And then you found it afterwards, that's one of the Seerims for that. The other star is for the opposite case, where you knew you were Tameh, but you never figured out afterwards, then you forgot, and you forgot for the rest of your life, you forgot. So that's the other star is for. So that's, they're both coming for similar type of things. They're both mechaper with similar things, like Rashi brings down from the modern Mishnah and Shavuot, it says like this. The Sar Nas Mechutz comes for a case where you know, you find out about it afterwards, but you never knew about it before. And the Sar Nas Mefnim is for the opposite case. The Sar Nas Mefnim is for the opposite case. Agaponim, that's what he does with that pasuk. Ad Kan, the drushes of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, that explains Pshat over here in explaining Pshat, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, that's Ad Kan explaining Pshat in their drushes. Now we're going to have Rabbi Yehuda says B'Shem Rabbi Kiva a little different than we have it. We have it is that Rabbi Kiva brings the Zion Kvasim, all Zion Kvasim, together with the Talmud Shel Shachar. Rabbi Yehuda is in a same B'Shem Rabbi Kiva, a little bit different. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmoy, Echad Karav im Talmud Shel Shachar, V'shisha im Talmud Shel Rabbayim. Added a Zion Kvasim, one of them is brought with the Talmud Shel Shachar, and the other six are brought together with the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. That's the halacha. One of them is brought with Talmud Shel Shachar, and the other six are brought with Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Amar Mishmoy, Shisha Krav im Talmud Shel Shachar, V'acham Talmud Shel Abayim. It's a little bit of a pshara here. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Shimon, same Shem, Rabbi Kiva, you're right, some of the Musaf is brought in the morning, because he has a pasuk like that, but how much is brought? Rabbi Yehuda says, one keves is brought with the Shachar, and the other six are Shem Abayim. Rabbi Shimon says the opposite, the first six are brought with Talmud Shachar, and one with Talmud Shem Abayim. My Tamayo de Rabbanon, what's the pshat in this Rabbanon, these two Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon that do such a thing that they split it up? Because they have two psukim that they hold as a little bit of a stira. Terei Kroi Ksivi. Ksivi says on one hand, it says, Melvad Eilos HaBay Kashel Eilos HaTamu, which sounds like the Zayin Kvasim come with the morning. The Musa comes with the morning. On the other hand, Ksiv, V'yotza V'asas Eilos Soivis of his Eilos Ha'am. What's the Eilos Ha'am? Ail. What's the Ail? The Ail is part of the Masafim. So it sounds like Masafim come later. So therefore, it sounds like that goes later. So look, Ovid Menayu Hacha, but Menayu Hacha. Some here and some here. What's the problem with this? If you think about a stickle problem, it comes out, one part says it's in the first station, the other one says it's in the third station. So how do you know the other, let's say, other six, the other one going to set in the fifth station? It should be in the third station. Ayel is in the third station. So everyone's busy. What?
Kiva holds in the fifth station.
He does. But Kiva holds that it's in the fifth station, yeah. That it
held was in the fifth.
No. Rabbi Kiva held everything was in the fifth station. Because Rabbi Kiva, no, you're asking a kakasha. He's asking a kakasha. He's right. Rabbi Kiva himself, we're going now according to Rabbi Yehuda, Erelezer, Rabbi Shimon in Rabbi Kiva. When they split it up, one part of it's in the morning, Talmud Shel Shachar, and part of it is somewhere else. Where's the other part? It's in the fifth. So here we're asking, where Rabbi Kiva would understand why he said everything comes with the first station. Why? Because in the Vada is Habay Kashel is the Talmud. But this one says it's a stira. So why, when you bring the other ones, do you bring in the last one? The pasuk says, you know why? Because v'yotzav asas oil soiv as oil oilam. What's the cheshbon? Because the ayel is part of musaf. That's brought in the third station. So everything's brought in the third station, not the rest of it. But when we say everything, the rest brought in the third station. Why is it fit? So the Rishash and others ask the kasha, and they say, Samashman Rashi is they still go with the order of the parashas. Ayelam says in Achrei Amos. These say in Parashas Pinchas, therefore they go the rest of it go in the fifth one. Now, what's the machlekes if it's one or six in the first and six or one in the last? What's the biyam machlekes? V'maikem ifki, Rabbi Yehuda Sava Avad Chad K'dichsiv Milvad Oilas Avayker. Do one in the morning because it's Avad Avayker. V'had Avad Avayres Hayoyim, and then you do Avayres Hayoyim, and then you do six with the last. What's pshat? Why don't you do six now and one with the last? It's going to get too tired before you do already seven kvasim in the morning. It's a big job. Shechting every keves, catching the dam, doing the zrika. It's a very, very big job. If he does all in the first one, the first station, he'll be tired out, not do Avodah Zayim. No, at the end, this is not the Avodah Zayim. The most important part of Yom Kippur is Avodah Zayim. You want to make sure there's Avodah Zayim calmly and with kaiches. And at the end of the day, okay, you know, if he doesn't make it, you know, someone else will help him out. But the Avodas Yom is important that he should dominate him. That's the first shoot. That's first round the Amr. Rav Shimon Sava, Kivin the Aschil of a Chisho. Since he started, he does six. Dilma Pasha, the Legabi Avodas Yom Zorazu. It's better if he does a six first. Why? Because maybe he'll be Pesheya and not do the rest later. So you want to do as much as you can do right now. You can't do all seven because you have the pasuk. It says you have to do something later. So he does six now. He's going to get tired. No, the gabe, the legabe, v'yez yoyim zarezu. It comes to v'yez yoyim, he's zarez and he'll do a good job. And therefore, we're not worried about getting tired out. Okay, adka. Now, either way. No, but possibly also maybe he's not gonna get destroyed. Yeah, it's not gonna work out. Okay, now the kuliyam mias chad ayelu, which means in our Mishnah, back to our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva both agree there's only one ayel. There's one ayel la oila that says in the pasuk in Parashat Achrei Mois, it says you bring me'esa das bnei Yisrael yikach shnei seiros izim lechadas va'ayel echad la oila. And it says in parashas of Musafim also, the craftam oila l'Hashem reich lechayech parben balkar echad ayil echad kavasim reishal tamimim shiva tamimim. So this ayil is the same ayil as before because we're only talking about one ayil in our Mishnah. So it looks like both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva agreed there's only one ayil. The kuliyami is chad ayilu kaman karebi. It's like the shita of Rebbe, the tainut and the brisa. Rabbi Yoimer, Ayel Echad Amakanu Amakus Begudim. This Ayel that's said over here is the same Ayel brought down a Chumash Begudim. If it sounds familiar, that's excellent, because I'm Daf Gimel, Amar Alf. Rabbi says, the Ayel Echad Amakanu Amakus Begudim. This Ayel is the same Ayel as the Musaf, in the Parashah Musafim. Same Ayel. One Ayel. Blazer of Shimon Yoimer, Shnei Elimim, there were two Elim. Echad Amakan, one in the Parashah of Yom Kippur, the Echad Amakus Begudim. The other one in Parashah's Pinchas. Now, my time with the Rebbe, how did Rebbe know it's one aisle? Mine says twice aisle. So he says, you know why? Because both say the word aisle, echad, echad. So that means the same one. My time with the Rebbe, except echad. But I love to my echad was echamim, yuchad sheba edroi. It means it has to be special. Rebbe nafkula has Rebbe know. Nafkula mifchad adrech. He learns it out from the pasuk, mifchad adrech means your kabbalahs have to be special. But Lezer Hashem, and why do you need two things? Mifchad adrech and echad. Chad b'chayva, chad b'nadava, b'tzrichi. One by chayva, one adava. You need both of them. Because on one hand, you say the dava has to be mufchor, because you want to give a present. Out of nowhere, it has to be something special. On the other hand, a chayva has to be special, because you want to be yotzi chayv. And then it has to be special. So both of them are tzricha. This also we had a gemara before about the same exact gemara. Akaponim, that's a tzrichi. Akaponim, that's the end. It's kedai for oyom techaza over all the whole charts and see if everything works out. But these are all what you do with the mesafim and the avodas hayoyim and tamid shachar, tamid shabayim, burichatas, all these kavanas.